The United Nations mission in South Sudan is calling on national and local leaders to quickly resolve tensions in Tambora and the wider Western Equatorial region after a fresh outbreak of fighting occurred between armed groups on Monday. Tambora has been the scene of repeated attacks over the past 4 months, forcing people to flee their homes, according to armies. Heavy fighting erupted in Tambora town allegedly between the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, Stroke Army in opposition, and the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF, loyal to General James Nando. Major General Lulurai Kong is spokesperson for the SSPDF.
It is true there was a clash between some elements from SPLA-IO that came all the way from Namatina to attack forces led by James Nando. James Nando was an officer in SPLA-IO, but he defected to the government last year. That was not a clash between the two armies. It was a clash between some elements from both sides.
Major General Lam Gabriel, the spokesperson for the SPLM-IO, staunchly denies the allegations.
The clashes of yesterday were fought with the SPLA-IO, and the clashes of yesterday happened between the forces of Nando and the chief. The forces were the chief and the youth leader of Tambora, not the SPLA-IO.
Reports surfaced yesterday of sporadic shooting between groups in Tambora, endangering the lives of civilians, creating the risk of further displacement and increasing humanitarian needs, according to an army statement released today. In the statement, army chief Nicholas Haysom urged the parties engaged in the conflict to end the fighting so security could be restored. Haysom says it is, quote, vital that political leaders and the national and local level take urgent action to resolve tensions and bring communities together to avoid further loss of life, homes and livelihoods, end quote. Gabriel tells South Sudan in Focus, the Joint Defense Board, the South Sudan Opposition Alliance and the SSPDF sent a joint team to Tambora to resolve Gabriel tells South Sudan in Focus, the Joint Defense Board, the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, and the SSPDF sent a joint team to Tambora to resolve the conflict.
Our leadership have dispatched a team to Yambio to make sure that our forces are moved out of Tambora to be taken to Suez Cantonment Site and possibly also to the training center. So the forces that are also loyal to General Nando will also be moved away from Tambora and will be taken to the SSPDF General Headquarters in Baridi, so that at least we leave the situation in the hands of the community. Because at the moment we know it is a civilian violence, but just because the presence of the SPLA-IO and SSPDF in the area is blaming the situation to become more political.
Enemy's boss, Haysom, says the fighting has increased humanitarian demands and that aid workers in the area are finding themselves caught in crossfire while trying to carry out critical tasks. He called on authorities to do more to ensure that humanitarians have safe and unhindered access to people in need. Western Equatorial State Information Minister William Adriano Baiki dismissed claims that the conflict in Tambora is between two ethnic communities in the area.
Other people may interpret it as a conflict between Zanda and the Balanda, but currently what I can confirm is that the person who is fighting now in Tambora, this is Nando and Angelo Davide. Nando is a Zande. Angelo Davide is a Zande. So it is very contradicting to say that it is a fighting between Balanda and Zande.
Baiki insists the two communities have always lived peacefully together.
Zande and Balanda, they have been living in Tambora in a very peaceful coexistence for centuries. So there was never anything to do with the fighting between Balanda and Zande.
Kwang says the delegation sent to Yambio yesterday is now in Tambora and working on relocating all organized forces in Tambora to Maridi Training Center, where he says they shall receive additional training as well as gain trust and confidence building so that the forces stop fighting each other. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.